Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Morning, Bill and Jess. Hey, can you play Rihanna Breaking Dishes? Hope you guys have a good day. Thank you. It's John, a.k.a. 542.
Yeah, there it is. Another virtual shout out. Thank you so much. It is Throwback Thursday. We'll get Rihanna for you coming up. And by the way, you can send us a message just like that. Okay, so all you get to do is go on to the free Power app in your app store, top left hand drop down, click on shout out, record yourself, upload it right here to the studio, and we'll play it back on the air. You can, you know, request a Throwback Thursday song. You can also just give a shout out, say what's up to us, comment on whatever we're talking about, tell us whatever you want to do. Okay, just click on shout out, Power app, record yourself, upload it right here to the studio. Okay,
it's Bill and Jessica Sports. Power 101.7.
All right, sports. I know we talked a little bit about it earlier. Just got to mention it again. Breaking news yesterday, Jess. And I know you have, you know, basketball scores and all that. But, you know, I mean, this is big news right out of Stephen Decatur High School. Coach Jake Coleman, he posted this up on social media yesterday afternoon to all my Decatur football families and fans. I just want to begin expressing my gratitude to God for the incredible journey of coaching and the relationships I built over the years here at Decatur. The love and support from my family I've received here at Decatur have far exceeded anything and everything I could have ever imagined. Most importantly, I want to thank my wife and family for their sacrifices and encouragement throughout this journey. As each season comes to a close, I take time to reflect. Well, this may look easy for some, I most humbly acknowledge the challenges of being a head coach and a defensive coordinator. Balancing these roles with the demands of traveling across the country every weekend to support my son while also making time for my other two children and my wife have been no small feat. To accomplish what we did over the past 2 years while personally keeping his pace is nothing short of remarkable. I want to credit the best coaching staff and the best players in Maryland for that. After much contemplation and prayer, I made the decision to step down as head coach at Decatur football. However, I want to assure you that I will continue to support and assist the program, the school, and the kids. I'm profoundly grateful for my fellow coaches, players, parents, the community, officials, volunteers, and opponents. Each of you have contributed to making my head coaching career incredibly rewarding, and for that, I will always be thankful. I fulfilled my dreams in coaching, and I will cherish these memories forever. Thank you, Decatur. Go Hawks. Jake Coleman. Wow. Thank you, Coach.
Great job, Coach.
Man. Thank you. Thank you, Coach Coleman. So, I also made the post yesterday to one of the most successful coaches in Decatur history and the one who got our son to love football again, one of Bryce's greatest coaches and my personal friend. I just want to say thank you and what an unbelievable run. Even though I'm sad that you won't be coaching, you know, Bryce through a senior year as head coach, I totally understand spending more time with family. Bryson is doing amazing. Had my Bryson jersey on the other day, by the way, which was wild. And you should be proud. You should be proud. Yeah, and I just want to add in, I know you have a beautiful family. Thank you for such an impact you not only had on our son's life, but all the kids who you coach. Jake Coleman changed the whole, not only football culture, but the whole sports culture at Stephen Decatur High School. Make no mistake, he did it. So, again, thank you, Coach Coleman.
It's awesome.
And he kept reiterating, I talked to him yesterday. He's going to be on our show, by the way, on the 19th.
Right.
He's going to be here, and he's going to come in, and, you know, we're going to sit down and talk and, you know, go over and reflect and just talk to him a little bit. Looking forward to that, interview him. But, you know, he said to me yesterday, and he reiterated to the kids, because, of course, he made the announcement, you know, to the team yesterday. You know, he's not going anywhere. He works at the school. He's going to be helping be assistant coach, and he's going to be there. He just needs more time to go see Bryson and get to be with his family. Yeah. And I get it.
Yeah.
You know? So, but it was. I've told the story before on the air. Jake Coleman was the one who called last year at the beginning of the season, because my son's a sophomore now, he called at the beginning of the season and said, "Where's Bryce?" And I was like, "What?" He was like, "Why is he not playing football? What's going on?" I was like, "Yeah, I don't know, our schedule and baseball and all that." He was like, I need Bryce. Let me talk to him."
And he called him?
He talked to Bryce, and right away, that was it. And now football's turning into his main...
Right.
His main sport.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable with that man, the impact that that man has had, not only on our lives, but so many more at Decatur.
Yes.
I mean, he's just something. And Bryce was like, right, as soon as I said Coleman called, his whole demeanor changed. His whole demeanor changed because of that man. You know, I mean, and his son is a rock star to all those boys. So is he. His family is great. I mean, he's just a good, mm-hmm. they're good people.
Yeah.
And you know, so anyway, he'll be up here on the 19th. Looking forward to it. But thank you. Thank you, Coach Coleman. 6:59, Jess, you got some other sports as well.
In the NBA, the Pistons beat the Bulls 108-93. The 76ers beat the Wizards 131-110. The Raptors beat the Hornets 97-96. The Nuggets beat the Celtics 114-110. The Knicks beat the Clippers 123-111. The Hawks beat the Pelicans 117-100. The Magic beat the Nets 104-103 in overtime. The Thunder beat the Jazz 129-125 in overtime as well. The Suns beat the Grizzlies 117-98. The Spurs beat the Lakers 107-91. The Warriors beat the Bucks 120-113. And the Trailblazers beat the Rockets by 103-102.
Okay. It's the Bill and Jessica Show. Throwback Thursday continues next.